Later on this morning at Johnstown Castle in Wexford, an historically significant stained glass window that dates back to the First World War era will be unveiled following painstaking restoration that was undertaken at the castle. Now, it was crafted in 1920 by Early and Company in Camden Street in Dublin, and the window depicts a scene from the resurrection of Christ. It was originally housed in the Church of Ireland, Rataspec, which is linked to the Johnstown Castle estate. And I'm joined from there now by the General Manager of the Johnstown Castle Estate Museum and Gardens. That's Matt Wheeler. And Matt, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning. How are you?
Tell me a little bit about this window and its history since it left the workshop of Early and Company back in the 1920s.
Yeah, so they would have manufactured it at their company headquarters in Camden Street in Dublin. And then it was unveiled at the Rataspec Church, which is the Church of Ireland church, which is kind of intrinsically linked to the Johnstown Castle estate. It was unveiled in 1920. It was actually paid for by public subscription with a committee formed with clergy from both the Rataspec Church and the local Catholic Church heading it up and local people contributing to remember these two men.
Well, describe it to us and tell us about the two men.
Yeah, so it commemorates both Gerald Fitzgerald. He was the only son of Lord and Lady Fitzgerald of Johnstown Castle, so the owners of the castle, and he was the heir of the estate. And it commemorates his cousin, who was called Desmond Paget. And what happened was Gerald was a serving member of the British Army. He married his fiancée, Dorothy Townsend, at a church in Hampshire, England, in August 1914, just as the First World War broke out. He then rejoined his regiment, which was the 4th Royal Irish Dragoon Guards. And he was then killed in France the following month on the 13th of September. So we think actually that wedding day was the last time that they actually saw each other. So quite tragic, really. And then in terms of Desmond Paget, he and his siblings were orphaned at quite a young age. And they actually came to Johnstown to be looked after by their cousins, the Fitzgeralds. And Desmond was a bit younger than Gerald, and he lost his life towards the end of the war in March 1918 at the age of 19.
Both killed as young men in the war. What happened the window in latter years?
Yeah, so the window was there in situ in the church for many, many years. And then what happened was the church closed in the 1970s and was then left empty. And then sadly it was targeted by vandals, with this window being badly damaged in 1985. So it was removed for safety reasons, and it was packaged up in a big wooden crate, taken to the Irish Agricultural Museum here at Johnstown Castle, just along the road from the church, where it remained hidden away for the next 36 years.
And I know much of the credit for all of this goes to all the people in Johnstown and Dr. Austin O'Sullivan for getting it to the point where we're at today. And so what'll happen today?
Yeah, so today we're going to be unveiling the restored window. It was restored by stained glass restorer Colette Langan at her studio in County Leitrim. Painstaking work took about 6 months to complete. There were quite a lot of missing sections that we had to research and recreate. And today we'll be unveiling the restored piece. It'll be on display in one of the main halls inside the castle in a backlit frame, where it can now be admired by visitors taking the guided tour around the castle. Mm.
And of course, I suppose we all know the name of Harry Clark. Maybe Early and Co. not so well known, but they were significant in the stained glass manufacturing business.
Yeah, they were indeed. Yeah, so although, as you say, not quite as well known as Harry Clark, they were very eminent stained glass artists. And we're very busy for many, many years up until the 1970s. And we have Michael Early joining us today as well for the ceremony. And he's a descendant of the company and has researched a great deal into their background. I think it's only one of three war memorial windows that they actually produced. And to the best of my knowledge, we know of only one other First World War memorial window in the whole of County Wexford. So this is a significant piece of work.
A big day, and will be available for all of us to come and view now at Johnstown Castle.
Yeah, anyone coming here to do the guided tour can come in and have a look at it, and we'll tell you the history about it and the background to it, as well as the other family members. We're also doing a talk here on the 20th of April about the whole project.
Fantastic. Matt, thank you for telling us about it this morning, and enjoy the day today. That's Matt Wheeler from the Johnstown Castle Museum and Gardens.